Chen, the interviewer, and my informant was a black native female of Ootah, Tennessee. She is 69 years old and is Baptist. She completed the fourth grade and is now employed on an irregular basis doing day work. She knows very little about her family. She does not know where her mother or father were born or their education. She lived with her maternal grandmother and great-grandmother. She believes that her grandmother was born in Acworth, Georgia, but she is not clear on this. Her grandmother did Washington 9 at home and when Rosalie was younger, and that's when she lived with. However, Rosalie left home when she was about 16, 17 years old and started being a nursemaid for various families. She lives in a very small rural community, which is very dependent on the city of Chattanooga for employment. There's very little in the town of Ootah. And Rosalie is a typical black woman. She is very humble. As I said, she does do day work. And she, at this point, is very ill. She has arthritis and also asthma. She answered most of the questions on in regular conversation. Tapes 1 and 2 are strictly straight conversation. And on tape 3, I began asking her some of the actual lag questions. She knows very little of her background. She then remembered, I asked her if she enjoyed school. She remembered very little of that. She lived with her grandmother and great-grandmother all of her life. She now lives with a great-aunt and has just recently, they lived part of the time in Chattanooga for the last about 3 weeks, I believe, she said, because her aunt is very ill. But other than that, she has spent all of her time in Ootah. Now, when she was younger, she did spend time with an uncle whom I believe lived around Acworth or Marietta or somewhere in that area. And when she was a nursemaid, she had a great deal of exposure to traveling with some of the families for whom she worked. And so she has been out. However, I thought it was very interesting the way that when in regular conversation she would make possible grammatical errors and such. Then when I would ask her things in the regular lag interview itself, the questions, she didn't make these errors at all. So I thought the shift in style was very interesting. I enjoyed some of Rosalie's stories and some of her language. She did not want me to give her name. She has done some work and it has not reported to the Social Security office. She's very leery that maybe I was going to report it to, as she says, the government. So I'm asking that I please not have to give her name unless it is necessary. And if it is, I will do it. But I did tell her I would not. I enjoyed this interview very much and I hope it will be.
Rosalie, when were you born?
June 10, 1904.
That makes you how old?
68, I think.
68. Yeah, about 68 or 69. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you were a little girl, did you have any brothers and sisters?
No.
None?
Well, I did have a sister, but I didn't know nothing about it.
Uh-huh. Who did you live with?
My grandmother.
Your grandmother?
I had two grandmothers.
Oh.
My father's mother and her mother.
Uh-huh. And your mother's mother?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Did you go to school? What kind of school did you go to?
Well, grammar school.
Did you? Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it pretty well.
Did
well,
you?
As I know. I'm for you. Oh, God.
Rosie, what kind of work did you do there?
You have to.
Is that what you'd like to do? Is that what you'd rather do than anything else?
I sure have.
Do you work? Don't you work at a funeral home sometimes?
Yes, I do.
What do you do at the funeral?
Just clean up.
Clean up. Mm-hmm. Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it pretty well. I work for the steps.
Why do the steps bother you?
Well, I have arthritis. And I have asthma.
Oh, yeah.
Don't mind it.
I mean, that's real bad if you have real bad asthma to go up and down all those steps all the time.
Yeah, that's right. It is hard on you. Does it ever bother you just working in a funeral home?
Uh-uh.
No.